cases, lying is not a crime, but lying is a sin in all cases, and it's a serious sin. I'm not thinking of sin in just a religious sense. I'm also thinking of sin in a social science sense. With religion, you mostly don't get reasons, you get stories. The stories about lying pretty much boil down to, you shouldn't lie because God doesn't want you to lie. It's a good thing that religions discourage lying, but I think there are very good reasons to analyze the effects of lying from a social science point of view also. We should start by saying that society's treatment of liars is asymmetric or hypocritical. If the FBI lies to you, that's business as usual. If you lie to the FBI, you're likely to be kidnapped by the federales. In a healthy society, all people would be judged by the same standard. But it might take us a while to get healthy, considering how far we've strayed from truth and fairness. All are equal before the law, but those who are before the law are not equal to those who are behind the law. The lawyers are behind the law, and the rest of us are victims of their sophisticated psychological trickery. When someone tells a lie, it's usually done in order to avoid unpleasant consequences. If the truth were told, bad things would happen to the liar fairly quickly. Lying puts the obvious consequences of the original sin off to some future time. A lot of people call it kicking the can. Eventually, the liar has to face both the consequences of his original sin and the consequences of being caught in a lie. But there are other consequences to lying that the liar might also be well advised to think about. As a liar, you have to anticipate every question that might come up about your lie. You have to remember both the truth and the lie. You have to remember what lie you've told to whom. And you have to adjust your tone of voice and your body language to reflect the lie rather than the truth. These computations can be quite complex, but they need to be done in a hurry. A liar's response time will start to lag when questions arise. And most people are well aware of that. All of this is very stressful and not good for the mental and physical health of the liar. It doesn't take very long to tell the truth, and it doesn't create much stress. But telling a lie requires lengthy and detailed analysis, and it creates lots of stress. I I've watched many a witty and fluent commentator on TV become tongue-tied while in office. When they leave office, they get their TV job back, and they can talk again. I don't think politicians understand how much damage they're doing by lying. A society with its official communication channels filled with lies is a society that is making disastrous logistical and political errors on a regular basis. As an authoritarian, deceitful society nears its breakdown, it goes through authoritarian dementia. I think that's what we're seeing now in many societies. It's much more important to expose the lie than it is to punish the criminal. In a lot of cases, people will stop acting like criminals when the system stops paying people to act like criminals. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.